In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You might have noticed today that the way that they put the gospel in the lectionary, they've left verses out. They've left out verses 18 to 24. Now, if you've been here before, you've remembered me probably telling you that sometimes what's left out is just as, if not more important than what remains. So, that being the case, let me give you these verses. So, this happens just after we hear in the gospel, "You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Verse 18 continues on with, "I will not leave you desolate. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more. But you will see me, because I live. You will live also. In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Jesus answered him, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me." That begins to put things into perspective, especially when we have a reading like Genesis and then a reading like Acts, followed by what we have in the gospel. The reading in Genesis illustrates a point more than any other. People can do amazing, absolutely amazing and wonderful things, both good and bad, when we choose to walk by ourselves. We are still intelligent people. We are still smart. We can still be compassionate. But it's us. It comes to an end. Yet we hear in the gospel the freedom that is released by the Holy Spirit. You have a group of people that have been cowering in a house, that have been terrified they were going to be hunted down and destroyed, utterly destroyed, much like their hopes and dreams were assumed to be at the crucifixion. Yet the Holy Spirit comes down and rests on them, and we hear that they stepped out with boldness. They preached the word of God in every tongue of the nation. We read that each heard their own. Each heard their own language. So what's the point that I'm driving at? It's simply this. In this day and age, we are so desperate to be filled with something, whether it's the Holy Spirit, whether it's things in life, whether it's ideals that we seem to think are good. We want to be filled by something. It's still the gospel that matters. And here's the difference. A Christian will mold his life to the gospel. He will allow the gospel, the words of Christ, to actually form and shape him into something more. The world, on the other hand, insists on using human life to reform and reshape the gospel. Do you see the danger there? Those verses that are left out. "He who loves me will keep my commandments and listen to my words. That's the catch-22. We do not form the gospel. We do not reinterpret the gospel. We do not reimagine the gospel. We allow it to reinterpret, reimagine, and reform us. The opposite way is what brings us to things like the Tower of Babel. The way of God is what brings us to all truth, all compassion, all understanding. But only when we pay attention to the words of God. Amen.